Peace of the Lord be with you. And happy Friday, everyone. Welcome. Yes. We've got some people we need to welcome here today. We've got some prospective students that are checking us out. We want to welcome you. We want to welcome our board of trustees that are in town doing the Lord's work for the college. We want to welcome you, our board of trustees. And we also want to welcome back many, many alumni that are here for our homecoming weekend. Specifically, the class of 1989 celebrating their 25th anniversary. We are also celebrating the 1984 undefeated football team coached by our own beloved Ray Smith. We are also, I believe, celebrating some fraternal society kind of activity. I hear the brothers, the Frauders celebrating 80 years, brotherhood. Yeah, yeah, all right. We'll get you some love. That's great. Welcome, all of you. We are really, really grateful that you are here. Grateful. If there's one thing that marks the Christian life, it's gratitude. It's the kind of thing that if you lose your very soul. And we have to attend to gratitude all the time. We have to practice it. We have to let it animate our own souls, our own lives, but not only us, but our communities, our institutions. The Christian life is one not lived on adrenaline, but it is lived in the day-to-day exercise of gratitude. But where does gratitude begin? How do we practice it? Well, let's turn to the book that we love, The Bush That Burns and Is Never Consumed. And this is one of the scriptures that I go to again and again to remind myself how to practice gratitude. It's from Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 12. Listen to these words. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Keep these words I'm commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And now listen to this. When the Lord your God has brought you into the land that he had sworn to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them, a land filled with fine, large cities that you did not build, homes filled with all sorts of goods that you did not fill, hewn cisterns that you did not hewn, vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. When you have eaten your fill, take care that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Where does gratitude begin? It begins by taking care not to forget the Lord. There's a sociologist I read named Craig Gay who writes that the greatest form of temptation today comes in the form of the suggestion that it's possible, indeed expedient and normal, to go about our daily life without giving any thought to God at all. Our greatest challenge isn't sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Our greatest challenge is forgetting the Lord. Gratitude begins when we take care not to forget the Lord, that the Lord has given us an abundance. He's given us cisterns that we did not hew, houses filled with all sorts of goods that we did not fill, cities, campuses built that we did not build. The Lord has given us an abundance of good things, and gratitude begins when we pause and take a step back and reflect on all that God has given us. Hope College is homecoming. The act of returning home, and when you come home, one of the things you do is you remember. Gratitude begins with memory, with taking stock and honoring what God has done in our past so that we might have the eyes to see what God is doing in our present. This weekend, Campus Ministries has taken a step back to remember and honor the fact that today, right now, we are enjoying a feast from a vineyard we did not plant. We drink from waters from a cistern we did not hew. We want to take a step back and we want to remember all that the Lord has done, what the Lord has done. Campus Ministries has a long and noble history, and one of the great honors of my life personally, if I could have a confession, is that I get to take my place among great names. Hinga and Cook and Hillegon and Van Heest and Patterson and Brown and Boersma. We don't build ministries ourselves. The Lord builds ministries, and we take our place within them. This weekend, we're going to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the gathering, and I want to invite everyone, your friends and your friends' friends and your friends' enemies and their cousins and their aunts and their uncles and the people next door to you, just some stranger off the street, because come on to Dimnit, let's go celebrate the Lord, what the Lord has done. We're gonna hear a story about what God has done in this place, but what God has done in this place has a much longer arc. This college was established in 1866, and it has always, always been a place that has been interested in the gospel for the world. And we're going to nurture that today, this weekend. Our beloved Ben Patterson is going to be preaching on Sunday night. He is the Hageman Faith Series speaker this year. Our first female chaplain, Dee Shovelin. Is that right? Did I get that right? She's going to be speaking on Monday. Tim Brown, the second dean of the chapel, will be speaking in 3 weeks. And this morning, I want to invite to back to the pulpit the third chaplain of Hope College. He stewarded this pulpit from 1978 all the way to 1992. A faithful man who loved this campus deeply. This college didn't get built on its own. It was cultivated by lots and lots of faithful people. My friends, would you please welcome back with me to a pulpit that he loved, our own beloved Jerry Van Heest, former chaplain of Hope College. Gratitude begins with taking care not to remember, not to forget what the Lord has done. And I've asked Jerry just to share a brief word with us, to you, a word of encouragement and then a prayer for us as we launch into this weekend where we are filled with gratitude.
Thank you. You welcomed me to a pulpit, but I can't find it. When I was here, we had a pulpit, but it was way back there. And we had an organ, and we didn't hear all this other fine music. It's great. I want to tell you, I came here as a freshman in 1945. That's 69 years ago. And we had chapel. And there was a curtain across the middle of the chapel, and there were 500 students at chapel, 8 o'clock in the morning. How many of you would be here if it was 8 o'clock in the morning? But they were here because they had to be. It was compulsory chapel, and if you weren't here, you could lose credit hours. And it was quite an incentive to be here. When I came back as a chaplain, chapel was still at 8 o'clock in the morning, but the attendance was not like it was. Early hour. Things had to change, and we worked at changing things, but then when Dr. Patterson came with a big staff and great new ideas, things started to happen, and the gathering began. And so grateful for that, to see all you people here. But one thought enters my mind is that there's two-thirds of the campus that isn't here. And we need each one of us to live the kind of life, to make the kind of invitation, to show the kind of love that'll reach out to them, to find out their needs, and to help meet them. We need to do that. And that's a celebration. You celebrate what's happened. But when you celebrate what's happened, you think that much more can happen for the next celebration. And God bless you as you witness to others on this campus and seek to bring them to know the Lord as you do. Let us pray together. Gracious God, for the faithful work of the chaplain, the dean of the chaplain's office, and we are grateful to you to celebrate this time. And we pray now that you will bless each one of the students here as they too reach out in ministry to others. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you his peace. Amen.
Go in peace, my friend.